After a long meeting last night, the Tempe Union High School District Governing Board voted to get rid of cops on campus, the SROs, school resource officers from Tempe and Phoenix, assigned to their schools. Tempe Police Chief Jeff Glover said last night that SROs are vital to student safety now and also set the stage for the future.
We talk about many times being able to have these connectivity to the general public, and we're wanting to show our humanity. Well, we do that a lot of times through our interactions with the youth.
But almost all of the youth who spoke at the school board meeting talked about mental health issues and their belief that cops aren't the best way to address those.
And it would be better to invest the funding assigned to SROs to get more counselors, social workers, and psychologists to support our social and emotional needs.
But does it have to be either or? Can't we have people in place to protect our students if a crisis happens and have mental health professionals in place to help students before things reach the crisis stage? But that's not really what this is all about. Anyway, it's about scary people with guns, and some of the students who successfully fought for the change think the scary people with the guns are the ones with a badge. In the days leading up to that board meeting, many people mentioned a progressive political theory known as the pipeline to prison. It suggests that school resource officers are looking to bust as many kids of color as they can. The idea that diverse police departments led by black chiefs are populated with racist cops is ridiculous, but that's the way you can be swayed when you're an emotional being, and who's more emotional than teenagers? It's why we're only allowed to elect adults to school boards. It's too bad, though, when the adults decide the kids know better anyway and then just let them have their way.